Red Business with Jonathan Healy.
Hi there, thanks very much for joining us. Coming up on this episode, we're going to talk about the growing startup community in Cork and Kerry as supported by Access BIC. And we're also going to talk about the Crown Centre's fantastic Walk and Roll campaign. But we're going to begin with flexible workspaces. Glandor, Ireland's leading provider of high-end flexible office spaces, celebrating its fifth anniversary in Cork on Lapps Quay. Now, they have a very strong track record for being home to international firms like Parkplace Technologies, Hewlett Packard and Arcus, and lots of local startups as well. And to discuss the growth and expansion in recent years, I'm delighted to be joined by Glandor's director, Claire Kelly. Claire, how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Jonathan, for having me on the show.
That 5 years flew, because I remember speaking to you guys when it opened and getting a tour around the lovely building that you have there. And you've gone from strength to strength since.
I know. It has flown, absolutely flown. And in fact, we nearly missed the anniversary. That's how quickly it has gone by. But we opened in 2018 and we were really excited. It was our, we're an all-Ireland business. We had operations in Belfast and Dublin, but we were really excited to open in Cork. As a family, we actually have a deep connection to Cork. As the name suggests, Glandor, we've spent many family holidays in West Cork and always stopping off in Glandor for a fizzy drink and a packet of crisps. Overlooking the harbour. We opened in 2018 in Lapps Quay in City Quarter. It's a great location. We've been so happy. We invested heavily in the fit out and the infrastructure there. And we're delighted to say that we've grown from strength to strength there. We're now nearly at 90% occupancy. We've had amazing companies that have landed and expanded there. And we're looking forward to what the future holds.
It really is a great story to have that level of occupancy considering what happened in the meantime. The last 5 years have not been plain sailing for business. And I'd imagine COVID put the whole operation across the island under a big question mark, did it?
It did. It was a really challenging time, as you can imagine, when there was a mandate to work from home and you're selling office space. It's not ideal. But you know what? We have incredible companies that choose Glandor. And they were, you know, I suppose they took a long-term vision, the majority of them, to, you know, that there would be a need and a demand for office space when they returned, you know, back post-COVID. And we've seen that, you know, there's obviously more flexibility in how people are working. There's more of a hybrid approach. But our buildings have never been busier. And one of the reasons is that, you know, I suppose for new companies that are landing, especially, it's really important that they get together, that they build that culture, that loyalty and trust. So that's, you know, a huge part of our business is supporting new companies that are landing in Ireland and in Cork, and those international companies. And so our, I suppose, support and care and also the interaction with other members really fuels their growth and settling in period. But also, we've seen demand across the market, you know, for larger firms that have been established in Cork or elsewhere in the country, that they're looking to incentivize their team members back into the office. Yeah. So what Glandor provides is that community environment. We try and make it worthwhile coming into the office. So we have a wellness program. We have loads of activities that, I suppose, create a really nice place to work.
Yeah, but look, the bottom line is it's not grim, which is what people tend to think of sometimes when they're thinking about an office environment. It's kind of funky, for the want of a better expression. But I'm presuming having the help of organisations like Cork Chamber and the IDA has helped the Cork operation in growing to the point you're at now.
Absolutely. We've had great support across the board from the local business community. But we work really closely and collaboratively with IDA Ireland and with Cork Chamber. In fact, I was only in the States a few weeks ago with the CEO of Cork Chamber, Conor Healy, and we were part of a collaborative initiative called Ireland Gateway to Europe. So, you know, that the purpose of that mission is to amplify the efforts and the message of IDA Ireland I suppose, promote the value proposition of Cork to the US market. And that's brilliant to be able to come together as Team Ireland and promoting, you know, the wonderful, I suppose, supports and talent that we have on this island. So yeah, it's been fantastic, and we've been very lucky, as you mentioned earlier in the segment. You know, we've had some incredible IDA client companies that have landed in Cork over the last 5 years, and actually we visited one of them in Texas when we were there a few weeks ago, and that's brilliant. Be able to go out, see their headquarters, see, you know, get us insights into their workspace, their culture, and try and bring those insights back home to support us in how we enhance our offering to them.
And how you evolve the offering as well, because it has to evolve, doesn't it? I mean, it's not just about having a nice coffee machine and some cushions that you can sit on. The workspace has to reflect the values of a company. And if you have a couple of companies under the one roof, you're going to be busy.
Absolutely. And, you know, it has evolved very much so since COVID, particularly. You know, companies have come back. A lot of them had expanded remotely. And so when they came back to the office, they were looking to kind of reassess how they use their office space. So we've done a lot of customized fit outs for our members, where we've, you know, added phone booths or added meeting rooms into their space. But the scale of the space we have in Cork and across Ireland, and the fact that we have that all Ireland presence, has also been very beneficial, because companies are looking, you know, if they have remote working employees or hybrid working employees that, you know, are based outside of Cork, that they can, you know, use our facilities in other locations. But also just creating that bespoke fit out allows companies to see us as a longer term option as well. So they're, you know, they have that sense of, I suppose, a custom layout,
okay,
that suits their individual needs and requirements. So we've had companies, actually, we're really proud of is that many of our companies that are with us today actually joined us back 5 years ago. So we've been able to kind of keep those companies with us and facilitate their growth over that period. So that's, you know, as well as our own team. So, you know, there's that continuity in the team that are looking after our members, which also is an added benefit to
it's company. Brilliant that you've had 5 years of success, and long may it continue with Dublin, Belfast, but most especially Cork. Claire Kelly of Glandor, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you so much, Jonathan.
Cork Mick was a well-known name among startups in the Southwest, having worked with lots of successful businesses, the likes of Crest Solutions, WorkVivo, Populo, Abtran, Green Saffron, to name but a few. But earlier this year, they launched a new name, Axis Mick, due to the expansion of the region in which they work. And they've just announced that the number of high-potential startups they worked with last year was more than double the figure for the previous year. The CEO of Axis Mick is Larry O'Donoghue. Larry, you're welcome back to the podcast. How are you?
I'm really good, Jonathan. Thank you for having me.
Now, I have been slightly immersed in the high potential startup world for the last couple of years. And it's fascinating to see these businesses coming through now. And Cork looks like it's on a bit of a roll.
Yeah, it is absolutely. Like, we had, we're delighted with 2023. Like, there was a real jump in activity, which has been bubbling for the last number of years, but really came to fruition in 2023. So we saw 17 high potential startups between Cork and Kerry. That's a record by some distance for this region. So we were thrilled to be working with that, thrilled with that activity, and thankfully, the, you know, that seems to be continuing in 2024, which we're delighted with too.
Tell me a little bit about the type of businesses we're talking about here. Are they all tech, or is there a bit of a mix?
Like, there's a huge mix. I think it's anything, you know, where the economy is kind of strong in Cork and Kerry, then you naturally expect that's where startup activity is going to be strong. So it is pretty diverse. Tech, I think, is used, you know, in a pretty broad umbrella at the moment. So we kind of tend to divvy that tech up into different sectors as well. So, you know, last year we saw, you know, some recruitment tech companies come through, property tech, fintech, insure tech. So different parts of tech, but everything, all of these high potential companies have some form of technology. It mightn't be, you know, what we traditionally kind of see as, you know, ICT technology. So it could be into life sciences, into pharma, into medical devices, but all absolutely technology at some part of it. But a pretty broad range, and where the economy is strong in Cork and Kerry is where we're starting to see the startup activity come true.
Now, Cork was associated with Cork Mick fairly obviously, but you have now expanded to kind of cover lots of other areas in the Southwest. So what is your geographical spread?
We've been around for a while under the heading Cork Big. So we've been here since 1988 and covering Cork and Kerry. And last year we were delighted with additional support from Enterprise Ireland. We rolled out those services into Limerick and Clare for the first time. So it just made sense for us at that point then to start to look at our name. So we're now covering Cork, Kerry, Clare, and Limerick, and delighted with that expansion.
So, what advice are you giving to businesses now that think they have the next big thing? Because that's what a HBSU effectively is. They've done their research, they've identified a customer, they have a rollout plan. What do they need to do?
That's a huge question. Invariably they, if they've got a customer and they've got they've rolled out a product, then they're onto something at that stage. So it's a case of having identified that opportunity. It's growing that opportunity and making sure that you serve customers really well, that you take care of the kind of mundane things of running a company really well, the putting the right infrastructure in place for growth. And these are high potential companies. So this growth is happening really quickly. It's going from 2 employees to 10 to 20 to 50 really quickly. So if those kind of systems aren't in place within a company, it can break. So it's the journey of a high potential founder or team of founders. It's not any one thing. It's having to do everything at a breakneck speed and hope that things don't break along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. And
So
if they do
thank
break, learn from your mistake as quickly as possible is the key,
you.
isn't it?
Exactly. And to surround yourself with really good people in the team. New recruits are incredibly important. They can kind of make and break startup companies, but also there's huge support around. And it's, I think, the companies that leverage that are good at leveraging all of that support, be it soft support, mentorship, coaching, access to markets through the likes of the local enterprise offices or Enterprise Ireland. All of these things are available, and not everybody's aware of the support that's available, but they can these kind of supports can really turn the dial for
Yeah.
companies.
You have been working with a friend of the show, Peggy Crowley from Ground Wellbeing. Now, she's been talking about her spa brand, which has gone global. It's a massive success story. Keep seeing it in the strangest of places. But it was something of an oddity, a female leader in a startup. There are so many more right now. Why do you think we've had this kind of burst of female entrepreneurs, and how do we keep them coming?
Yeah, look, we are beginning to see. Look, thankfully, I think it's been a huge from government, top levels of government down, it's been a huge kind of policy objective to increase the number of female founders that are active in entrepreneurship. So it's great. It's we're seeing, like you said, Piggy, founders like Piggy coming through the system. Really positive female role models with really strong brands, and getting into markets that are really difficult to get into, and having a really strong following. So the more we see of these types of female founders coming through, the better. And there's huge stats internationally to support that female founded companies are better run. They return better investment to investors. So the more we see of this, the better.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we are beginning to see. You mentioned Pegeen. We worked with a company called Vintamid, who exited last year. We've been working with them for a number of years. They were led by co-founded by Oliver O'Driscoll. And Oliver is now back in mentoring and advising the next generation of female founders and startups. So we're starting to see these successes come true, and these act as success stories and proof that it can be done, and
Okay.
that female founders can be successful
Exactly.
and
Well,
more successful.
if you see someone else doing it, then you're more likely to do it yourself. So what
Exactly.
can Access BIC do for businesses if they think they have the next big thing in their hands? How do they get in contact, and what can you do for them?
Yeah, so look, I think it's daunting to do a startup, right? But if that's something that's in your belly and it's something that you absolutely feel you need to make the leap, then just to know that there's lots of support out there. I think we do early stage support in this country really well. I think we've great access to mentorship, incubation opportunities, grants. and lots of other funding available through ourselves, through the LEOs, through EI and other partners in the ecosystem. So it's a case of, I think, like I said earlier, it's leveraging what support you can to help you on your journey. But at the end of the day, the founder has to do the hard work on this. And,
okay.
And look, we're here to help through Access Big. So if anyone just pops on to accessbig.com, we'd be delighted to connect and delighted to have a chat.
Larry O'Donoghue, CEO of Access Big. Good luck with the bigger than before support for these businesses. Pleasure to talk to you again, Larry.
Likewise, Jonathan. Thank you.
Now, if you've been thinking about doing 5K, but you can't quite find the motivation to get out of the house, then maybe the Crown Centre's Walk and Roll will give you the incentive you need to get moving. It's the charity's biggest annual fundraiser. It's happening from Thursday the 6th of June to Sunday the 9th of June. And the CEO of the Crown Centre is Padraig Mallon. Hiya, Padraig.
Hey, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm very well. Just what are you hoping to raise money for?
We're hoping to raise money, Jonathan, for our services that we operate here at the that we offer here from the Crown Centre for children, adults, and families who are living with neurophysical disabilities. That would be spina bifida, hydrocephalus, muscular dystrophy, cerebral palsy, spinal injuries, and other related conditions. And our services are offered here from the Crown Centre in Ovens. We've been doing that for the last 5 years. We have a unique model of care, where we work with the child, not just the child or adult with the disability, but also their family members as well. We call it our two-generation approach. And we're working with 540 families across Munster, largely in Cork. A lot of our families are in Cork. And our services are in the main offered free of charge. And we're raising funds, Jonathan, to enable the staff team here at Crown to provide those services in our facility here, which is out in Ovens. And we want to raise as much money as possible. Demand is significant for our services. Demand is growing, and having funds in place is critical, as you know, to planning and future planning. And people have an opportunity to support us through this walk and roll event and have fun as well.
Of course, you're supporting lots of children and adults and families who are living with neurophysical disability. How many are on the books right now, Patrick?
We just passed our 540th family, and that's significant, Jonathan, in terms of growth, because and 2019 was when we first started offering services. I was lucky enough to join Crown as our employee number 1.5, so we literally started from scratch, and we've built out the services. So 540 families have come to us in that time and are placing their trust and confidence in us, really because the services that we offer are not available elsewhere. They're unattainable for these families. They're unavailable, but they're delivered in a model of care that really looks after the family, not just the person with the disability.
And in that context, what will the 50,000 you're hoping to raise with Walk and Roll, what's that going to do?
Well, that will help us that money will help us to employ expert to pay for the expertise of the team members here, whether it's an occupational therapist, whether it is a play therapist, whether it is counselor. We do a lot in the social capital space, creating opportunities for people with disabilities to come together and their families. And to come together in social, because one of the key issues, Jonathan, for people with a disability is social isolation that comes from having a disability. So it'll help us to create events here at the Crown Centre, to create activities where people can come together. And that issue of loneliness, that issue of isolation can be addressed through the services that we have here. So it will help to support us to provide services across a number of areas. And it will go towards our staff costs in the main, which for an organisation like ourselves would be the key costs.
You've got some big support. Cork City getting behind you again this time around. And I think they're going to be represented on the day and getting behind you at a pretty big game for them on the 13th of June.
And we're doing a collection at that. And we're delighted. This is the second year that we've been working with Dermot and the team at Cork City. We're their official charity partner. Their logo is proudly on our Walk and Roll jerseys. And they've given us the opportunity to collect at their game with Co-Bramlers on that Thursday evening. And that's fantastic. We love it. It gives us an opportunity to connect with the public here, but it also gives us an opportunity to get close to people who are hopefully going to be in good form as Cork City continue on their winning ways. And really, you know, for us, any opportunity to connect, any opportunity to bring the messaging about the Crown Centre out to the public here in Cork, who are really supportive, is a good opportunity for us.
It's the great thing about it is you can do it whenever you want over the course of that period from Thursday, June 6th to Sunday, June 9th. But there's a lovely thing on the Saturday. You're going to open the gates of the Crown Centre to welcome client families who want to walk, push, roll or pedal their final 1K in Ovens, which is a lovely idea. And presumably you'll expect a big crowd at that.
I hope so, Jonathan. And that's you've hit the nail on the head there, really, in relation to what this event is about. It's a fundraising event, but it also is very much an inclusive event because it provides an opportunity for the theme of it is do 5K your way. So you can do 5K in your wheelchair, you can do 5K in your walker, you can do 5K with your family. One of our people here actually swam 5K, which is I think it's about 200 minutes of a standard pool, I'm told, or maybe more. It took them 2 hours to do it. So there's plenty of opportunities. But that Saturday is a really great day for us because we say we're going to come along and do the final 1K with the Crown Centre. And it just gives an opportunity for families, those 540 families, as many of those as possible, to come here as a family and do that together. And that's to do that activity together, because that's really the ethos of the Crown Centre. So many of the people that use our services, everybody lives in the family. The disability impacts on the fabric of the family. And you need to create we think it's a great opportunity to create opportunities for families to be together, having fun, being involved in activities, and just creating that positive environment. And on that Saturday, that's going to be just one hell of an event here at the Crown Centre. We'll have fun. We'll have activities, and we'd encourage as many people as possible. Number one, to go to the Crown Centre website, which is crowncentre.ie. They'll get details of all of the activities and how they can set up their own fundraising pages, how they can support us, and more importantly, participate in the activities, Jonathan. Okay. You know, and particularly on that Saturday, that would be a really important event for us.
The important dates, Thursday, June 6th to Sunday, June 9th, Crown Centre, crann.ie. And you can find out all the details there. Chief Executive of the Crown Centre, Padraig Mallon, pleasure as always. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Jonathan. Really, thanks for the opportunity and thanks to your listeners for continuing to support the Crown Centre.
That's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, Red Business in Focus, with thanks to Cork's local enterprise offices, is up and running. It's our partner video series, and you can find that on the website redfm.ie and on Red FM's LinkedIn page. Fiona Corcoran was the producer on this episode, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Get the Red Business podcast every week with Jonathan Healy at redfm.ie and wherever you get your podcasts.